Hey everybody, another Really Roni podcast, and we're trying something new today.
Yes, we are.
We don't talk about food all that often, but we're going to talk about it today.
Yeah, we should.
This is a place called Bruxy's.
Yes, Bruxy.
And a Bruxy is a waffle.
Yes.
It is a Belgian waffle.
Yes.
And it is cooked in a certain way, and it's a little sweet.
It's not sweet, though. That's the point. It's
well,
not
the guy said it was sweet.
Oh, I thought he said it was not sweet.
No, he said it was sweet.
Okay, anyway. The guy being Philippe, the owner and the head chef. That's the... And he's from Belgium. So, if anybody knows waffles, it'd be him.
Right. So, what I really think is interesting about this business in particular is somebody really sat down and thought about it and said, let's put it across the street from Chapman. Let's make it kind of hip and cool. Let's do different things. Let's make sandwiches out of waffles. We'll put it across the street from Chapman. We'll get Wi-Fi in there, and then we'll go on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, and Chapman being Chapman University,
right,
which is
right.
Like the oldest college in the West Coast, basically, which we live fairly close to, so...
So, you know, not only are we talking about just a small business and a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about, you know, history, we're talking about really good food, we're talking about an expert, right?
Right.
And we're talking about placement of a business.
Sure.
We're talking about, you know, using social media. And so, you know... This is a great thing.
Right. And by the way, they're opening a second location in Brea. So
yeah.
This is not the only location. They're opening this next one in Brea at a place where, and I forget what was there, but it was something and it didn't do very well. And so they went out of business or took the business out of there. And so Philippe probably, and whoever his business partners are, if he has any, they decided to open up in that location. And it's got, you know, indoor seating. This doesn't have any. It doesn't have any restrooms, public restrooms. I mean, the building is this teeny tiny little shack on the corner. It used to be a taco stand at one point, I think.
Right, right.
And then it was like ice cream or something. But anyway, it's now this little Bruxy, and it's been there for a year. And it has done phenomenally well. It's always busy, but they're fast moving. They hire these kids from Chapman to, you know, run the food out to you. They've got some, you know, tables and chairs that are kind of temporary walls so they can open them up in the summer or close them up if it's rainy or wintry or whatever. And it's a cute little place. And so we'll see how the sandwiches. It looked really good, sounded really good. The dessert ones, oh my goodness, those sounded amazing. The creme brulee is one of them.
So, and all this stuff happened, you know, during the utter downfall of the economy.
And the reason I think it did really well is because, first of all, it's something very different. There's nothing like it anywhere else.
Right.
Second thing is that the location he picked was pure genius, right across from a university.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, it's very reasonable. The sandwiches are under $10 a piece. You add fries to that, it's a couple bucks. You can get a full thing for $20. It's
right.
Really, and I'm hoping it'll be really good. It just sounded really good and looked really good.
So one last thing is I follow the restaurant
mm-hmm.
critic on the news on the local newspaper OC Register,
mm-hmm.
and her Twitter name is Fast Food Maven. And that's how I heard about this. So, I mean, it's interesting how these things, once you start to branch out, if you follow just your friends and family on Twitter, shame on you. You
right.
got to follow kind of an expert in something that you enjoy, like food or movies or whatever.
Right.
And so the Fast Food Maven is how I heard about this restaurant. And I think you knew about it before.
Well,
I've driven past it a few times.
Going, so, you know, running errands and stuff. Plus, then I found them on Facebook, and I follow them on Facebook, and so I get their feed all the time
mm-hmm.
where they're talking about, oh, we're going to have just this week only, you
yep.
know, tri-tip, you know, whatever, or, you know, and they've got seasonal, they have a date shake, a shake made out of dates.
Yep.
You can't get those around here, so.
Well, no. Okay, so we'll let you know what it tastes like in a future one. So
yes.
We'll see you.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye.